Yes, this is Captain Estrada.
Hey, Captain, how you doing? It's Chris Sullivan calling from Cairo Radio in Seattle.
Doing well. Nice to talk to you today.
Hey, very good. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to turn on my recorder on my phone. And while I set my recording levels, please, Captain, if you would please give me your full name and spell it for me, and we'll go from there. So please, go ahead.
All right. It's Captain Jacob Estrada, J-A-C-O-B-E-S-T-R-A-D-A.
And you're a captain with the U.S. Army, correct?
That's correct.
All right, and you're are you attached to JBLM? Is that your home base, even though you're on this particular team?
Yes, we're stationed out of Joint Base Lewis McChord.
Very good. And you're a Lakewood native? I mean, did you grow up here?
Yes, born and raised in Lakewood, and went to Lake High School, and I went to college at Pacific Lutheran University.
All right. Way to go. Local all the way around. I like it.
Yes, yes.
So tell me, what kind of explain to me? You're on a new detail now. You're about to deploy over to Afghanistan. What's the mission for you on this trip?
Yes, so we are deploying field artillery batteries, deploying as a security force for a provincial reconstruction team into Farah, Afghanistan. So what that means is we're going to be pulling security and providing the security for the lead elements, Commander McCray, for the Provincial Reconstruction Team, to get them to meetings, to talk to the key leaders, provincial governors. And that's one part of our mission set. The other part of our mission set is base security.
So you're going to be basically, you're in charge of watching the backs of the principals that need to get to and from where they're going.
That's correct.
And then obviously we're working the FOB there too.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So what? Just kind of tell me, you know, you've been training hard for this over the summer. What are your expectations now that you're about to head over there?
The soldiers are ready. This is a no real change. We had a mission change from artillery to this mission. But the key tasks are the basic soldier skills that are inherent in all we do. And those are simply to shoot, move, communicate, and then patch up yourself and your buddy or first aid. And then really the only real change is now that we've added in talking to Afghans and looking that in. So really, we're trained up, we're ready, we have the equipment, and we understand the mission that we will be conducting.
What's your your expectation now, you know, knowing that you're going to be doing, maybe having a little more, you know, contact with the locals, trying to, you know, work with them, in terms of, you know, trying to, you know, just, you know, build bridges, I guess, with the locals.
Yes, and our soldiers are keen on that, and they know how to interact with the population. While the principals are talking to the provincial governor and other leaders, our soldiers will be out on the street talking to local shop owners or to just people passing by, and they are prepared and they understand how critical that role is for the overall mission.
What are your concerns heading over there, Jacob? It's there's been a lot lately of, you know, it seems like people who are supposed to be our friends right there, you know, members of the police or the military turning on their trainers and instructors. I mean, how are you going to watch your own back when you're supposedly around friendlies?
Yeah, security is always our number one issue. It's that's built into us from day one of our training. And whether it's an insurgent out on the battlefield or whether it's an insurgent threat, our soldiers are prepared and ready to maintain the proper security posture that's needed and remain vigilant. And we're aware of the threat, and we are doing things to make sure we're ready for that.
I mean, how does that change up the mission a little bit, knowing that, I mean, it seems like everyone, even the people you trust, could turn out to be, you know, want to do you harm. That's got to suck. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, that's just to not know anybody is good or not.
You know, we just have to, just again, make sure that we maintain the proper security level. So as we're meeting and integrating with Afghans there, we just have to make sure that we are always ready and we are always maintaining our proper security levels and remaining vigilant. For the most part, though, our mission is to keep our principals secure. And so, again, that's our primary mission. And then on the street, we'll mostly be talking with local shop owners and just local villagers that are around the area. So that'll be our primary interaction.
How do you think this mission will be different than your experience in Iraq?
Can you say the question again?
Yeah, what are your anticipations for this, and how do you think it'll be different than, you know, the experience you had in your tour in Iraq?
It's a different mission set. In Iraq, when I went, I was a platoon leader, and so we were flying in and going after insurgents in a more kinetic type environment. This time, our mission is to, again, secure the principals for their meetings, and so we're really trying to work through the non-kinetic and building up the partnership with our leaders and the provincial governors with their district leaders.
Is this so you guys going out in convoys, you know, securing convoys, things like that?
That's correct. Yes, we'll be moving from the FOB to team meetings to infrastructure projects that are being developed. Most of what we'll be doing out there.
You know, I was just looking at the map, Captain. Farah's way. It's way out there, and I'm, you know, it's. What do you expect when you? I mean, it seems to be a pretty desolate place. What do you expect when you get out there? You know, just from a living in a visual kind of standard. I know you're used to all the greenness we have out here. It seems like that's pretty stark.
It's a different contrast. Just like Iraq was a very different contrast, and the same will be in Farah, Afghanistan. Not as green as I'm used to, but I'm used to changing with the environments.
What do you, obviously this is what you do for your career, and what attracts you? What gets you up in the morning every day, you know, knowing where you are, what you're doing, what's your motivation?
Really, I was compelled to join the armed services. I was raised with a tremendous amount of respect for the police, firefighters, armed service members, but I really had no intention to join. But I was sitting at Pacific Lutheran University, and the wars were going on, and I felt called, compelled to join the armed services, and I couldn't, being a able-bodied individual, not sit back and do my part. And so that keeps me up and keeps me going every day. When you're tired, when it's cold, when it's hot, when you don't have food or you're just struggling through, those are the things that keep me motivated.
Do you have family? Do you have family back here, your wife or anybody, or...?
Yes, I have a wife and three lovely daughters.
Young ones?
Young ones, yes. My 3-year-old turned 3 today, actually. It's her birthday.
Oh man. How are they preparing for this, and the wife and the kids are preparing to have you away for so long?
The kids are understanding, working through it. It's a little better nowadays with technology, through email and through using FaceTime on my iPad to be able to talk to them. So technology has helped that a little bit. But they're aware. In this past, even the train up to get here in the first place, they're gone for a month at a time, they come home and gone for a month at a time. So they're used to the routine of what it's like being a military family.
So is this how long's the deployment?
We're scheduled for a 9-month deployment now. I mean, plus or minus, not exactly.
Yeah, I guess you go when they go, and you come home when they tell you.
Yes.
So what do you plan to, you know, will you have much downtime in there in between meetings or things like that?
We don't know the full schedule right now. That'll be further developed when we actually get our boots on the ground. We'll be rotating through again with the security off the base and then on the base, so our soldiers rotating through what they're doing, and we'll still work out what the operational tempo are, basically how many missions we're doing. That's what we worked out when we get there.
Do you how big is your team?
Well, I can't get into the specifics of the team for operational security, but a total about roughly 85.
Okay. Now you said you were a platoon leader in Iraq. You're now the commander of this security force. How to, you know, translation, you know, from one to the other. Is this a bigger command for you?
Yes, it's a bigger command. That's a true statement.
So how's that? Does that change the way you do things? You know, do you feel like you've got a little more, eyes watching your back? I mean, if you're now leading, you're in charge of security?
No real additional pressure. That's just it's part of the military progression. This is actually a great opportunity and a truly sacred honor in the military profession to be able to lead soldiers into combat. And so really the inherent responsibility is to make sure that they're taken care of, that they know their jobs, their responsibilities, and they're trained and ready for the mission at hand. And so that's what's key and that's what's important. And the soldiers are ready for what's ahead.
How do you? What's your anticipation? How do you expect? I guess in terms of dealing with the locals there, you know, just I mean, how do you expect those conversations to go? You know, you're just going to be talking. You know, how's business? How's what their lives are like? What do you expect those interactions to be like?
Yes, it'll be much less formal, and the soldiers on the street will be talking to the locals and just kind of getting atmospherics and just to understand the culture. That's a big part of it, and knowing. As the our leaders are in with the governor or other leaders, our guys will be on the street, kind of getting a different feel for what's going on in the city or the district that we're in.
So it sounds like you're pretty pumped. You feel like you're ready and you're excited to get over there.
Yes, we are. We've been training up. We are good to go. We are. Our guys are ready and excited to head overseas.
Will you, Jacob? How old are you?
I am 31.
31. All right. Well, it's got three kids, wife. Wow. It's sounds like it's going to be a pretty interesting 9 months for you.
Yes, it'll be a fun trip.
Well, very good. Well, Captain, those are all the questions I have for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, be safe over there and good luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Captain.
Bye-bye.
Bye.